Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You can't have guns. You can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns. It is a very unfortunate thing. Those are not my words. Those are not the words of former President Barack Obama. Those are not the words of Joe Biden, who Republicans said would take away their guns for years. You can't have guns. So what Donald Trump just said moments ago at the White House before departing. He was speaking to the press about the shooting in Minnesota. And, you know, his tone has changed drastically over the past few days. At first, the administration was all in on the cover-up. Kristi Noem, Stephen Miller, they were calling him an assassin, a domestic terrorist. Now, Donald Trump's tone has changed a lot. He's saying, we're going to wait for the investigation to play out.
Well, you know, we're doing a big investigation. I want to see the investigation. I'm going to be watching over it. I want a very honorable and honest investigation. I have to see it myself.
This is the first time in history I've ever heard Donald Trump even imply that he wants an investigation or something fair. He's been calling to put Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey in prison over the past few months with no investigation. He doesn't give a shit about investigations. He wants to sue and litigate. In this case, it's because he realizes that the administration's backlash is going to cost them not only the midterms, but maybe even much more. ICE funding, a government shutdown in 4 days. That is really scaring him. He has no leverage whatsoever, because just a few days ago, these are the statements that you need to remember. These are the specific statements. Greg Bovino, the former Border Patrol commander in chief who has been thrown under the bus, said, quote, "This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement." Think about how much of a back down this is from Donald Trump. He is now saying, we're going to wait for the investigation. There is a big investigation that's ongoing. After he had his goons go all in on covering up this execution. Quote, "This looks like a situation where he was inflicting maximum damage." Quote, "This individual committed an act of domestic terrorism. That's the facts," said Kristi Noem about an hour after this video surfaced, before the investigation that Donald Trump is so keen on talking about even started. Quote, "A domestic terrorist tried to assassinate federal law enforcement," from Stephen Miller. That's what they would say about you, me, any one of your family members that got tragically murdered in such a quick fashion from law enforcement. They would say, hey, he's a domestic terrorist. In fact, they would then justify stripping away more constitutional rights in order to act like your death was justified. For example, here is Donald Trump on the White House lawn moments ago saying, you can't have a gun. You can't walk in with a gun. I'm going to try to crank up the volume, but it's hard to hear due to the chopper in the background.
Well, that being said, you know, you can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns. You can't have guns.
I'm going to try to boost up the volume so you can hear how un-American our president is acting. You can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns. Imagine for a moment if President Obama had said this, if President Biden had said this, conservatives' heads would explode. They would be curled up in a ball, puking all over themselves. The worrying part is, this is a line that's been repeated by the administration over and over, that you can't walk to a protest with loaded weapons. I'm sorry, but multiple J6ers had loaded weapons. Many different right-wing militias hold protests with loaded weapons. That is a part of America. I have always taken the liberal position that, hey, we need to minimize the amount of people who die from gun violence by making sure people are well-trained, people don't have access to guns if they have certain conditions that make them more violent, and that we are being responsible with how we sell and transfer arms in America. We should minimize the amount of deaths. But that means people can still own guns. Many people know how to safely own guns. Now they're coming out with the other extreme, saying you can't bring a firearm to any protest.
Kristi said you cannot bring a firearm loaded with multiple magazines to any sort of protest that you want. It's that simple. You don't have that right to break the law and incite violence. We will, of course, always protect your First Amendment speech. And if you peacefully protest, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you have seen a trend here, not just in Minnesota, but across the country.
We've seen a trend across the country, all right. Video after video after video of protesters, of U.S. citizens getting disproportionately abused by ICE agents. Maybe these protesters should have guns if they're going to be out there. Maybe ICE agents would think twice. Max Steele says, big shout out to NRA, NSSF, at gun owners, and at gun rights and gun policy. Y'all never thought the leopard would eat your face. Now the president that they helped elect is saying, you can't have guns. You can't walk in with guns. I know this is a hard image to look at, but look at this image. It didn't matter. Alex Pretty had his gun taken away from him. It says, he went for his gun. He pointed at officers. He was threatening them. All lies spread by morons and traitors to the American people. The Second Amendment was written to protect the American people from tyranny using force. Also, I just want to note, as Natasha points out here, shifting the conversation to guns and the Second Amendment distracts from more reasonable questions about the actions of the agents and the lead up to the fatal shooting. Like, number one, why did the agents in the first place push down another individual who didn't appear to be interfering? Just some woman standing on the side of the road, as they tell people to do. They tell you, you can exercise your constitutional rights. Come out, you can protest, we're not going to get angry. People come out and protest and they pepper spray, they tear gas. So people begin to film, they begin to legally observe and bring weapons and then keep those weapons holstered. And then ICE agents continue to escalate. So people stand on the side of the road and ICE agents still push them over. People try to help that person pushed over and they get executed for it. Natasha then goes on to ask, why did they spray someone point blank who appeared to be assisting someone else at the time? She then asks, what role did their tactics play in escalation? These are all amazing questions that will likely be answered this Friday as Judge Schlitz, the chief federal judge in Minnesota, a serious judge, a serious guy, has ordered the head of ICE, Todd Lyons, to appear personally in court Friday and threatened him with contempt for the agency's repeated violation of court orders. Quote, the court's patience has come to an end. This is the type of accountability that we need. We're quite literally going to be dragging the head of ICE in front of a judge and asking him questions. The ruling was quite intense. It says right here, this is one of dozens of court orders in which respondents have failed to comply in recent weeks. The practical consequence of respondents' failure to comply has almost always had significant hardships to aliens, many of whom have lawfully lived and worked in the United States for years and done nothing wrong. The court has been extremely patient with respondents, even though respondents decided to send thousands of agents to Minnesota to detain aliens without making any provision for dealing with them afterwards. And then it gets more intense. The court's patience is at an end. Accordingly, the court will order Todd Lyons, the acting director of ICE, to appear personally before the court and show cause why he should not be held in contempt of court. I want this to happen to everybody. Kash Patel, Christy Noem, Pam Bondi, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, most of all. Even Greg Bovino, despite him going into retirement right after Donald Trump discharged him. You know, Donald Trump replaced Christy Noem and Greg Bovino with, right now, Tom Homan. Tom Homan is supposed to go there and calm tensions. I just don't believe it. We are going to continue to push back against this every single day. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm doing some travel later this week. So after this past few intense days, I know it's been intense for everybody on the ground in Minneapolis. Thank you to all the protesters who have been watching and emailing. It's been intense for everybody watching at home, not only in the U.S., but across the globe. We will continue to push back. I love you all. See you in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.